Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network. Hey everybody, it's Mark Rawson, and I'd like to welcome you to another great night on the Saint Germain Radio Show, carried on Spiritual Connections Radio. We're really excited to have you on the show this evening. We have a great lineup for this evening. I'm going to go ahead and give out the number before I give out the websites and everything, so you can find out more about the different people that are on the show this evening. The phone number, we will be taking callers in roughly an hour. We have quite a bit of great stuff we're going to bring you, some healing, some Diksha, some great music, some channeling and everything before we start taking callers. But if you are on hold, we do see you in the queues, and we will be asking you for your name in a little bit so we can put your name in there so we can put you on there with one of the Ascended Masters or Archangels later on in the show to answer your questions and give you some coaching. The phone number, if you like to dial in, I'll be giving this out on the half hour break, is 646-716-9663. That phone number is actually in your radio console, so if you missed it, it's right there. As always, we'd like to tell people, if you want to check out when the radio show dates are going to be, and for the other shows on Spiritual Connections Radio, you can go to the website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. The main person this evening is Brigitte, and one of the main parts of the team, and she'll be channeling this evening, as she always does, with her great talents and gifts and loving energy. And you can find out more about her and the different programs she's teaching over in the eastern part of the United States by going to her website at lightbridge101.com. If you missed any of these links to find out more about any of the hosts or the people on the show, you can go to the website at Spiritual Connections Radio. The great music you heard as the intro, and you'll be getting some more of that during the show, comes from our friend Mike, who's joining us this evening in channeling. It's just not regular played music that's actually coming through. He actually channels it, and it's absolutely unbelievable. If you can feel it at an energy level, it's just amazing the healing it does and how it helps to integrate the different parts of the teachings and everything that are going to be coming through this evening. To find out more about his work, because he's available to do remote sessions with you individually, which I've had done, which are absolutely amazing, or to download any of his music, I forget how many albums he's up to now, and they're all available for download. And you can find him out at MikeSnyderCC.com, and that's MikeSnyderCC.com. And with that, Brigitte.
Hey, don't leave you guys out. You and Christy, you've been up to things. You want to share?
We're just hiding in the background.
Yeah, like your website and your information and what it is you guys are doing. Come on, share it.
Okay. So Mark and I, Christy Bluefeather and Mark Ross, and we work with Divine Practice. You can find us at divinepractice.com. We're located here in North Central Texas, but we do all kinds of empowering work, and our latest endeavor is the creation and bringing forth of Ormus, Peaceful Ascension. So this is our newest project right now, and we'll have more information about that up on our website this coming weekend.
And I can only recommend it. I mean, I've seen the transformation of their Ormus. It's very empowering, very beautiful. And if you want to move fast forward, OMAS is one of the answers that you can, that can help you with that. And what I find so beautiful, and you will learn more about what all of this is from Kristy and from Mark through their website and by contacting them directly, because obviously the radio show isn't even enough space and room to talk about OMAS. That's how vast this information is. But for me, it's always important that something is supported by the hierarchy of light. And OMAS represents a consciousness that you can feel very much is supported by the hierarchy of light, as it opens you up further into the sacred communion with your divine spiritual self. So if you want to open up more, there's certainly OMAS as a pathway to do so. Anything else, you guys?
Well, for anybody who's not familiar with OMAS, so we'll give you the 30-second intro. It's basically made out of mineral water and dead sea salt through a special process of love, prayers, and process, and becomes a liquid that you can consume. And we'll have more about that up on our website, but it's absolutely amazing what it's been able to do as far as healing for certain people, or for advancing spiritual practice, or basically just like the Diksha that me and Kristy are gonna be doing and sending blessings and energy out to you during the first part of the show. It has a very specific purpose that it kind of connects with you and gives you what you need in your life for you. And that's about as custom as you can get. So
with lots and lots of help from Saint Germain, I will say that.
Yeah, Saint Germain is our master alchemist, and basically worked with me and Kristy and a number of other beings from both the archangels and the ascended master, including the council, assisted with a lot of the process. And I always have to ask Kristy the details on this, and that is, when was it this batch that we're selling right now created?
This was on the full moon and lunar eclipse of August. August. Yeah.
Excellent. So it has all its different things that we were guided to do as far as when it was going to be created. And it's kind of funny because it requires us to keep it in a certain way in shielded packages and all kinds of protection, because you know, some people say that it's impacted by cell phones and that type of thing. But the funny part is it actually goes out and starts to transmute a lot of that energy. So it's very interesting on how it is. We've used it to actually put on the trees and use around the property. And it just does beautiful things in infusing energy into nature and stuff like that. So
we're just blessed to be able to bring it forth.
Yeah,
very
excited, and thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing that you guys are doing, and so needed at this time to just continue helping with this purging that we're all experiencing, because 2016, no doubt, is a year of great purging, where we just continue to release layers and layers of what has been holding us back. And OMAS certainly is a way of assisting and supporting you in this process, which, hey, we can all use that extra assistance and support. I know I do, and I'm sure everybody else does too. So thank you for offering that and for working with Saint Germain and the masters to bring that to us, because I don't think there can be enough of that. And often with alchemy, the channels that are preparing the alchemical process are equally important, because there is a certain purity of energy that you can channel through while doing the process. Where I became familiar with that is with our Soma products from England, which are also very much focused on using pure fountain water from the Glastonbury Gate and things like that. So energy clearly makes a difference in that chemical process. And I know that the two of you are certainly using the best type of products, intentions, and love to enforce this great product. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we were kind of talking about it, that for the next batch, we're probably going to make a special trip up to Hot Springs, Arkansas, to come back with probably 15 or 20 gallons of water from the springs to use for the next batch.
Beautiful. And I'm sure you will be guided you know, from time to time, it would be different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It almost feels like you're bringing part of the life force of Gaia to back to humanity, because it's forgotten, you know. All these chemical processes now make the scat of the core essence, which is life force, which is a divine life force. And even now, when we buy vegetables and food, often that pure life force that is in nature is hardly even in existence, because, you know, because of the way everything is being handled and fast produced and cheaply produced and whatnot. So, yeah. Well, and then of course we have Mike's music, which I'm so excited. I know, Mark, you talked a little bit about it, but I want to say something that I probably have said before, but you have to remember that music is primordial energy. It's very pure in its essence. And what we've seen a little bit in the joint venture is that Mike's music very much helps those who are going through very difficult situations, like, for example, chemotherapy or situations that might create pain and make it very physically difficult to deal with. When you listen to his music, you find ways to move beyond the pain by connecting to that higher part of you that does not get put into the physicality so much. So it makes it easier for you to not only step away from all your fears and the physical pain, but by doing so, it actually accelerates the healing process. Because when we're in the midst of the pain, healing becomes increasingly more difficult. But if we find a way through meditation or through aligning yourself with the higher frequencies again to step away from the lower frequencies of pain, that's when healing can take place. So if you know of someone who is going through a process that is very painful, or if you even know someone who is getting ready to transition, Mike's music can really be very supportive in this process. So if you haven't got his website, go and look and see some of the pieces. You can just play to someone who is in need, and it will already calm them down. There are many different reports of those who've experienced that, so I can only recommend that for healing purposes. And hey, I listen to the music at work, and it really helps to bring my anger level down really far, because I have a regular day job, and it can be intense. It's, believe it or not, freight forwarding, and it's sometimes comparable to the stock market. So when I listen to the music, it soothes me, it calms me down, puts me right back into the place I need to be. So just so you know that the music is there for a lot more than what you're hearing tonight. And, you know, in doing these radio shows, I find the music doesn't come out as beautiful as it can be because of the high frequency that creates static sometimes. So it doesn't give Mike the credit sometimes that he should get for the purity of the vibration that comes through because of the interference. So definitely go and check out his website at mikesnidercc.com. And I would have let him make all of this, tell you all of this, but the way it's set up, it's really difficult for him to talk because of the way his piano is set up right now for the radio show. At least I believe. Am I right, Mark? Isn't it hard for Mike to talk right now? I don't want him to, like, talk if he can, right? It's impossible right now?
Yeah, he basically, because he is connected with, you know, if anybody's used to wiring their house with real high-level cables,
I'm on.
He almost has, like, monster cables connecting
everything.
Look
at that. He's on. Mike is on. Oh, my God. Come on. Share.
Yeah. I'm on now.
Good.
What did you want me to share?
I don't know.
I was too busy switching over.
No, I just wanted you to also be part of this. Again, very often, you know, all I said was, I am your voice, because usually it's very difficult for you to switch around. Otherwise, you would have shared about your music. But since you're on, is there anything you want to share about your music and the vibrational healing that takes place while someone listens to it?
Yeah. What I find, you know, it's interesting because I make the music and it comes through me from spirit. So, you know, when I start out playing the music, I come up with a melody. But as I get deeper and deeper into it, Spirit's really guiding me in a way where I'm fine-tuning the energy through the notes. So it's almost like the old-fashioned TVs where you would fine-tune a channel just to get the snow to go away, to come into a clear picture. And that's exactly what I'm really doing with the music throughout a music session, or when I'm playing for a group or a show, or, and so forth. So I can personally say, you know, I feel that I'm benefiting just like as though anybody else that listens to it also. And it really serves the purpose for everyone to be able to get to a point where, even if it's only for a couple minutes, when you get to a part of the music that's very high frequency, very high points, it kind of can bring you to a clearer state of mind. It can actually get you in contact with your higher self a little more consciously than you might be able to just by, you know, going about your normal day. And I love all the feedback that I've gotten for so many people. And it really helps me a lot to understand more of what I'm doing, because even myself as a composer, I can't even completely understand what I'm doing when Spirit is working so much with me through it. So I guess that's all I really have to say, is that, you know, I think it's really a good gateway to help people get into a little higher self, a little bit more truth in things. And in some ways, I noticed in meditation, it helps break through the illusion. We have so much illusion of negativity in our lives, and we have so many projections of sometimes thinking things are never going to get better. And I think the music, even myself as composing it, has helped me have a more positive outlook.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
So tonight, once again, it's a very special time. We are getting ready for this next lunar eclipse, even so it might not really be visible to the eye, or you might not see it in the United States of America. The fact is nonetheless that it puts a shadow over the moon in the eyes of Earth, of Gaia. Now, why is that always such a big deal? And even so, you know it, let's for a moment go to the depths of what the moon really stands for. The moon stands for your soul, and your soul has a memory of all the events that ever happened, past, present, or future. And in this physical lifetime now, you are in the process of either resolving karmic issues from past lives, not so much necessarily because you've done something wrong and you have to redo it, but sometimes because you are so proficient in it that you're going through this again in this lifetime to feed the solutions into the collective consciousness to help humanity ascend to a higher level of awareness. And so at these times of these lunar eclipses, what happens is we are permitted to go even deeper into our own selves. Now, not only do we have a lunar eclipse, but we also have Mercury in retrograde, which is also about going deep within yourself to be in communication with Source, with God, with the Creator, with the Great Spirit of all that is. So right now is a time to step into stillness and to become aware of the voice of your soul. And it is pretty amazing how we can sabotage this, how we can create busyness in the most unusual ways, where it even appears that we are doing something that is of our benefit, but in reality it's just a system that we found to keep us from focusing on our deepest parts of self. Because hidden in the shadows are that what we believe are our little monsters, our little demons. But hidden in those shadows are also our greatest gifts. So if we are afraid of going deep and looking into our shadow areas, we will never find the pathway and the courage to ascend to to that level of consciousness and awareness that we so deeply desire within our hearts. And in these times, it is so easy to feel a victim to the outer circumstances. You have to provide for certain people, for your loved ones. You have to fulfill the obligations that society put upon you. You have to be strong. You have to be smart. You have to have a plan A and a plan B. You have to have the answers. And it can be exhausting. And it's very easy to lose track then of your own true divine essence. You think you might be in touch with it, but what you're in touch with are many, many layers that have covered it up. Christy and Mark talked about the alchemical process. The alchemical process starts with ourselves. And that's why often the masters talk about your willingness for one day to be nothing, to act like you're nothing, to be in this place where you have no name, no heritage. Because in this place, and you truly are willing to detach from all those layers that you've used to define yourself. And when you work alchemy, at the core of any alchemical process is still the original state of what you started off with. It has changed, but at the core, as a foundation, it is still there. And that is the same for all of us. As within us, core, we still are God, source, creator, all that is. Even so, we stepped out of the experience of all oneness into our individuated self for whatever reasons. Doesn't really make a difference. Deep within us is that part that is still God essence. Many philosophers have talked about it, that was a God gene, the God cell, whatever you call it, it is within you. So when we are going through a time where we have a series of eclipses, like we had in the last few weeks or months, really, and when we are also stepping at into the fall equinox in the northern hemisphere, where it is very much about letting go of the old to set a seed that can then grow strength through the winter months as it is sleeping underneath the surface, to then break out into the open at the time of spring and to show its new colors at the time of summer next year. So right now, this time is a time of reviewing everything that you've experienced up to this point and deciding which direction in your heart you want to go into. And the masters always talk about, don't worry about how the changes are going to come about. Really, just take this time right now to choose what it is that you're passionate about, what it is that you choose to experience within all that is. We also just had the 999 Gateway, which was on September 9th, 2016, also adding to 9, which is also a star portal that supports new beginnings. But it's also a number. Number 9 not only supports closure and new beginnings, but number 9 also shouts out at you to bring the show on the road, to make it happen. And you have studied. You've prepared yourself. You've learned all these different healing modalities. And now ask yourself, out of all that, what you've learned, what you've prepared, what is it you choose to do with that? And not because humanity needs it, and not because if you don't do it you might miss the train to heaven, And not because you're afraid of being judged or afraid of failing, but because of the power of love. You love. It doesn't have to make sense. People don't have to understand it, but you need to love it. Really, with all your passion, with every cell in your body, you need to love it. So as we are now opening up to the beautiful Deeksha from Mark and Christy, I very much invite you to close your eyes and as the music plays from Mike, to open yourself up to that divine essence within you and to ask yourself, what would love do now? In your life, right now, what would love? Not, it's not the love that wants you to have a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a husband or a wife. It's not the love that wants you to have certain materialistic things. It's love that is beyond that, often connected to the Christ love, to a cosmic love, to a love of oneness, where there is no lack, where there is no separation. Only that state of grace, where you're at peace. So with that love very much also comes the experience of peace and of joy. If any of those are missing, then that is not the highest vibration of love that you're focusing on. So go within now, open yourself up to your divine essence, and ask yourself what it is truly that will bring you love, peace, and joy into your life. And here's a little trick, because I hear every so often someone say, well, I really don't know. I really don't know. I don't know the answer to that. And that's okay, too. That usually means that you have not allowed yourself to go deep enough into that shadow world out of fear of what you might find. There are beautiful angels with you right now, and they are going to hold your hand and allow yourself to that, what you might even call your fear. And to just let yourself fall through it. And when you come out at the other side, you will know it. Because suddenly there will be a shift. And then there will be a voice. Not necessarily a voice like you hear on the radio, but there will be a knowing. There will be an acknowledgement. There will be a simple aha moment. And that moment is the moment that can lead you to a deeper understanding of what your divine essence truly wants for you to experience within the vibration of love, peace, and joy. And now I'm handing you over to Mark, Christy, and Mike. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Greetings. I am Archangel Chamuel. And it is with so much love that I come before you at this time of continued awakening. This continued awakening truly is about opening your heart further and further to a higher essence of love. This love is very much connected to the relationship that you have with your own self. So I invite you right now to take a deep breath. And as you listen to my voice, use the in-breath and out-breath to go deeper within your own heart. You are preparing to enter the time of the darker days. And often you connect with darkness, fear, limitation, feeling uncomfortable, feeling alone. But that is the illusion to break. You're being prepared to hold the light of the divine as a torch far up into the surroundings, into the consciousness of all that are living on earth. Because it is needed more than ever. Have no doubt that every single one of you plays a very important role here on earth at this time. Than ever a race, a planet, a consciousness is being prepared to raise themselves up to a whole new way of existence. There are many trials and tribulations. There's much fear to overcome. There are those parts within yourself that want to hold you back from moving forward into a liberated state of existence. These voices are strong, and yet, deep within your heart, you do know that there's only one path left for you. And that is a path towards all-encompassing love. You can no longer allow yourself or afford for yourself to maintain the belief system that you are separate from the human race. Because in that separation, you create a rift within your own heart that needs healing. Then in turn, wasting some of your beautiful, precious energy that can be used for the creation of love and peace in the world. So the belief system that you are all alone, or that you're separate, or that you're not good enough, now is the time to take them to the fire of transformation, to the violet flame, and to feed them over and over into the violet flame so that they can raise up and move back into the vastness of all that is. Transformation is not about death, but it is about changing from one state of existence to another. Sometimes transformation can take you back to your original state. And isn't it interesting that all of you believe that you're ascending from a lower consciousness to a higher consciousness, that you are raising yourself up, that you're moving away from what you once were, when in reality, all of you are returning home. You're moving back to your original state of existence. You're reconnecting to your divine I Am presence, manifest and merge your true divine blueprint to become the healthy Adam Kadmon, that human super self that you once started out as before you got stuck in the incarnation process or before you decided to come back here to assist humanity and Earth in the ascension process. And so as much as it is that it appears that you're moving forward, if you change your perception, if you change your perspective on this, you could also looking at this whole process you're in as moving backwards, moving back to your original state of being. So don't judge the direction of anything. Don't look at life as better or worse. Get it as an opportunity to teach you further about your own self, as an opportunity for you to complete a process of self-learning and self-observation until you understand fully that you are a co-creator with all that is, and that in your alignment with Source, you have the ability to bring forth the new paradigm on Earth of love and peace. The power of love is key within your heart. It comes from the place of the Christ itself. The Christ itself that some call Jesus, that some call Sananda, that some call the Cosmic Christ. But it is your Christ itself. It is a part of you that understands and knows the significance of you being part of a greater vesture for the benefit of the transformational process that is taking place. So take a deep breath, and as you reach into the heart of your heart, as you follow the magnetic pull that is taking you deeper and deeper, even so you might not see, even so you might not hear, even so you might lose the knowing of where you are even at in this present moment, let yourself fall into the heart is in your heart. Control. Let go of needs and have-tos. And simply allow yourself to fall, to let go. This is in preparation for the upcoming equinox, where you too will get yourself to the state of allowing yourself to fall into the experience of true divine love. True divine love has no expectations. It does not control, it does not name, it does not have a plan. As you fall into the hearts of your heart, let go of all plans. Let go of all ideas. That the only idea that stays in your mind, in your consciousness, be the idea that love is all that matters. Love conquers all. Love heals all. Love is the beginning and it is the end. And so stop being afraid of love, of doing something wrong, doing something unacceptable by society in the name of love. Love does not judge, it accepts. It says yes where others say no. So say yes to you. In the present moment, to all of you, and continue to let yourself fall. Deep fear, how layers and layers of the past are being left behind. Fear how as you fall, all of the belief systems you had, you used to define yourself as good or bad, as worthy or unworthy, as capable or as weak or as strong. Feel them all fall behind. As you go deeper into the heart, is in your heart, a radiant light there. There is a tone, a vibration there there is a part of you there that has been waiting for you, has been calling out to you for a long time. But that part of you is not in the manifested realm. It is in the unmanifested realm. But it completes you. Without that part, you would no longer exist. So allow yourself called by your true beloved self that calls to you from the depths of your heart. It calls to you as a vibration of love so pure, so freeing, so empowering in its essence. And continue to let yourself fall. Nothing matters but you connecting with that part of you that's calling you. And when you finally feel that you've reached that part of you, and you finally feel you can let yourself fall into the loving embrace of your beloved self, that is your divine self, allow yourself to take a deep breath, just like a little child would take a deep breath of relief. And with this deep breath of relief, settle in this love and make it your own, not through force, not through control, not through your mind trying to figure out what this is, but simply through acceptance of what is right now. And as you are in this loving embrace with your divine self, with your divine presence, always part of you, that is always looking out for you, that loves you like nothing else loves you. As you can feel the worries and the strains of the past and even of today fall away, a transformation takes place in a chemical process that affects all of your cells and your subatomic structure. It affects all of you. Because by allowing yourself to relax and to let go and to accept this love like that, opening up a doorway to a very pure frequency of divine light to enter you. And by doing so, bring enlightenment, not only enlightenment, but also healing, harmony, balance to what was out of balance. Feel your whole inner system calming down. And in this place, you have everything that you need at this moment. Because it no longer can become about anybody else, whether it's your children, whether it's your family, whether it's your husband, whether it's your partner, whether it's your boyfriend or girlfriend. It cannot become about anybody else but you. Because in this place, you understand that each soul has to walk their own path. And that it has never been about your inabilities to protect them, but it has been about you being the messenger for them, just like you were receiving from them messages to teach you about yourself. Life is only about you within it. You can only be responsible for you. You can certainly set an example, but the truth is, in your own self, it is time to let go of all the attachment that made you believe that they were there to give you a purpose, to define you as someone, to define you as a mother, to define you as a father, to define you as a husband, to define you as a wife, to define you in some form or way. Now it is time to let go of all of that and to understand that the only thing for you choose to define you is the power of this love. That this love, this cosmic love that is part of you and you're part of it, define you. Let it release all attachments so that you can be born like a phoenix out of ashes into your own true human existence in alignment with your divine self. Fear this love. Fear how it infuses you. Throughout this process, you would like for you, Mike, to play a small piece to assist in opening the heart even further.
Thank you.
you, my friend. It is no ice in Tumaine that has taken over. The reason why I asked Archangel Chamriel for this process is because it is so easy in these times to lose your connection to your heart, to your divine I Am presence, and to that what is important. Archangel Chamriel is going to continue to work with you the next 24 hours to help you to deepen your connection to your divine I Am presence. Understand that in these times of great change and transformation, there certainly is a lot happening that could trigger everyone's fear. And all of you have become so much more open and sensitive. So it is very easy to get caught in that fear that is being projected outwards by the collective consciousness. Hence the importance of working with someone like Archangel Chamriel to ensure that you are not allowing yourself to get sidetracked in the belief that you're limited and that there's so much in your life that you can't deal with, that the path of enlightenment is hopeless. It is not hopeless. It is only for you to remember who you truly are within the chaos of change. We always tell you that the night before the first dawn is the darkest and the coldest. And so all this chaos that you're feeling throughout this year depicts this time of great change for humanity. Look around. There's still many who are hanging on to control. There's still many that want to spread fear, want to spread lies, want to spread confusion, and want to create war. Not just war between countries, but war within the hearts and minds of mankind through creating illusions that aren't fully true or that aren't real. And so it is for you to pull yourself back from that busyness of the outer world and let yourself fall into the heart within your heart. And use it as a portal to bring in this higher vibration of love that is so important and necessary at this time, anchored within the earth realm, within the collective consciousness. Do not, and I repeat, do not let yourself get caught in predictions of the end of the earth or any predictions that depict a future that is destructive in nature. It is of the utmost importance that you see the transition of humanity to be a peaceful and harmonious one, to be one that slowly awakens to their true nature. And as you can imagine, if you simply would rip the Band-Aid off of the wound, as much as it would speed up the healing process, it certainly also would be very painful in the beginning. So the idea is not to hit those who are still asleep with divine truths and shake them up about their life being dysfunctional the way it was lived up to this point. But it is by being an example, by being the leader in your own right, to gently guide those who were asleep into realizing that it is safe to open up the eyes, it is safe to let in the light, it is safe to walk the path of transformation, it is safe to close one door and to open up another, and to step into a whole new experience of self. Yes, these have been intense times. It is not a time for those who might feel weak-hearted, because there is such intensity with planetary alignments that are supporting the need for change. And if you were real honest to yourself, you would agree that unless there are certain circumstances at times that push you to move forward, most likely you would not take another step into a new direction. Crises or obstacles or some form of chaos sometimes becomes the fuel that takes you from one place of existence to the next, that moves you out of conditions that are not of your highest good into conditions that are more beneficial. And sometimes in this process, you realize that you're hanging on to things in your life that simply no longer serve you, that have outlived their purpose in your life. So take this time, especially around this full moon, especially leading up to the four equinox, to look at your life and to decide what it is that you can further let go of. In truth, there's nothing that you really need, but there's that that fulfills you, that brings love and joy to you. And there's no reason why you cannot experience that. Choose it, ask us for help and support, and we will help you through guiding you to make some new choices. But also be aware that if you say one thing to us, but deep in your heart doubt it, then we will not be able to support the process in the way you would like it to, because the underlying current is self-doubt and is you not believing that in the long run you will be helped and the changes will take place. So be very honest with your own self in this process. Touch deep within your heart and ask yourself, do you truly believe that you're worthy of the support of the hierarchy of light? Do you truly believe that you can live a life of peace and harmony, even though your neighbor might live in total chaos? Do you believe that if you so choose, you can have everything that you need to fulfill your divine purpose on earth, which is to bring love into the world, regardless of what it looks right now? Do you believe that we will provide for you, or do you doubt it? Do you believe that the path of ascension has to be a tedious one, a painful one, that only through pain do you gain greater knowledge and awareness? Or do you believe that it can be painless and effortless? But you have to be honest with yourself, as I said before. Go deep and look what the truth is. Where are you lying to yourself? And where do you feel your heart and your mind being in alignment with your divine I Am presence, where it is beyond a doubt, where it is beyond a belief, where it becomes knowing that this is the truth you choose to live by? Now, some talk about universal truth, and there certainly is universal truth. There is cause and effect. And yet, always be aware, truth you live by is changing as you change. It is as simple as shifting your consciousness, that something that looked one way on one day will look very, very different the next day. And that is why it is so important to let go of control, to not attach yourself with absolute certainty to just one outcome, but to stick to the basics, to not so much see it in one way, but to stick to the foundation of what it is that you choose to create in your life. Relationships filled with respect and love and understanding, like-mindedness that brings joy and togetherness, where you're being understood and accepted for who you are. Don't single out the way that this needs to come about. The same with abundance. Don't see yourself earning abundance in only one way. Simply allow it to come to you in whatever naturally it will be provided to you as you focus on that, what it is that you want to create. Now, at this time, for humanity and for the evolutionary process, being of service is key. So if you have avoided up to this point to be of service because you felt that you either weren't ready enough or you didn't have the right avenue to follow, or you did not have the right opportunities given to you, then think again. Look around and become consciously aware how you can be of service, even with small little gestures. It is not that you haven't been of service. Often it is that you simply haven't been aware of the fact that you've already been of service. But this is a time that you came to Earth because of your own personal ascension. But you came here to support and assist Gaia as a whore. So this is not a time to lay around and sleep this out. This is the time to be in alignment with your divine I Am presence and to step into action as guided. Now, I also have to remind you, where there's action, there also needs to be a time of rest. If you only move, act, you're going to wear yourself down. Healthy balance. So I'm not telling all of you to step up and to work and be of service 24/7. No, I am saying that needs to be a focus point of yours in all of this, as service will lead you to the love, joy, and happiness you're looking for. But it is also important in this process to listen to your body, to listen to the inner rhythm that needs to take place, where you sometimes are going through important inner processes that have to play out for you to gain a better understanding of something, so that you can support and assist others in service then after you've completed the process. So there is no formula, there is no rule. All I'm saying with that is that your focus point needs to be service. As your focus point is service to the hierarchy of light, to the cosmic Christ, to Buddha, to the divinity within and around you, then all the other things that you deeply yearn for will come to fruition as well. Relationships, abundance, all of that will come to you too. But don't make it about relationships. Don't make it about money and abundance. Yes, there needs to be an equal exchange. But the key is, what is your motivation? What is your core thought and belief system that makes you get up each morning and makes you go out of the door and step into the world? That's what I ask you to be very honest and very truthful about, and make that your motivation every day, because Earth needs you. Humanity needs you. This solar system needs you. We need you, and we will support you in this process. So with that being said, with my little power speech, Mark, you want to announce the phone number one more time for everyone who might be interested in calling in at this time?
Yes, for anybody who would like to call in and talk to St. Germain, you can call in into our phone number, which is 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And St. Germain, we have somebody ready for you when you are.
Go ahead.
Helena, you're on with St. Germain.
St. Germain, hi. Greetings. I'm asking for healing and self-love, self-confidence, feeling worthy to do my mission here, and confidence and worthiness to sing out as well as speak out.
Be aware that you're also picking up a lot in your environment. This unworthiness, the self-doubt that you're carrying, it's not really who you are. And deep inside you, you know that. So ask yourself how much longer you want to carry this weight for those around you. And then I ask you to begin a simple process of turning it back to humanity, not out of that sense that you're doing something wrong, but allowing those who need that experience to take charge of it on their own. No longer enable those around you to get away with no longer, with not taking care of their emotional well-being themselves. Does that make sense?
I think so. I'm wondering if you could be specific about the environment, or is it every place that I'm at?
It is mostly at a place where you spend, you work. You are among people throughout the day that are not the best influence for you. And it is not that you can change that. And that is key for you to know. You can't change who you're with, but you can change how you're taking on their discordant energies. Does that help you?
I think so. Joel, just quickly, I work.
I do not want to point out anyone in particular for a simple reason.
Oh no,
because
no,
then.
Okay.
Yeah.
But places, could it be a creative place where I'm at? I work for free, or a place where I get paid, or both, perhaps.
It is both.
Okay.
It is both.
Okay.
And I don't want you to focus so much on where it is.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to look at the people in your life, even those that you meet
mm-hmm.
for the first time even,
mm-hmm.
and ask yourself, your inner self, what is your first reaction to these people? And sometimes your first reaction to these people that you meet is that you feel bad for them, or you feel that you should be finding a way to help them because you're deeply interwoven into being a caretaker by your heart.
Mm.
That's what you do.
Mm.
But there has to be a healthy balance. The balance is that sometimes you're helping those who are not ready to help themselves. And so what happens in the process is that you pour your energy into supporting them when they're not really willing or ready to change. And so you're releasing energy that then drains you, puts you, your body, your physical self, into a place of almost not having enough energy to sustain
mm-hmm.
yourself. And
mm-hmm.
that is the moment when all the self-doubt and the unworthiness steps into you. And so for you, the lesson is, how can you maintain and raise your own energy frequency more so that you don't fall into a hole where you barely have enough and where all that fear and sadness and sorrow starts to overwhelm you?
Yeah.
And that is a message for all of the callers and for everyone. It is a very, it is very important to recognize that there's two ways that something happens. Either you're picking the lower frequencies up from someone else through the collective consciousness that you're sensing it and you're making it your own. You're making the self-doubt of someone your own. Or you have tried to support someone in some form or way that is not ready to take responsibility for their own life and uses you as a quick solution to keep raising their own vibrational frequency to make themselves feel better, which then leaves you very drained because there's no exchange, which then, as a result, creates you having less and less energy, almost not enough to sustain yourself, which then creates anger, doubt, unworthiness, and similar feelings like that.
Yeah. Hmm. And to sustain my energy, I just need to be aware of it.
Very much. And also make some new choices and relationships that you maintain.
Okay.
Blessings to you, my dear. My love is with you always.
Hey, Saint Germain, it's Mark, and I wanted to say thank you for working with me and Christy to bring through the Ormus that we made on the last moon.
There's much more to come, my friend. This is only the beginning.
All right, we're all set for this evening. Thank you.
Blessings to you, and it is so. Namaste.
Wow, what an incredible show. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, thank you, everyone. That was amazing.
Thank
you for the listeners.
Yeah, thank you.
And always, I don't know if we do this enough. Thank you, Brigida. Beautiful channeling work.
Thank you. Well, you guys, you're certainly holding the space and making it equally easy and beautiful. Well, everyone, you guys who are listening or listening to the recording, get ready for a powerful full moon lunar eclipse. Get ready for the equinox when we step into another part of our life. Check out Mark and Christy's website. What is the website where the Ormus information is going to be on?
That's going to be at divinepractice.com. We'll have that info up this weekend.
Awesome. So please, everyone, check that out. Check out Mike's music at mikesnidercc.com. And again, if you have someone who's going through a real tough time, this music can be extremely helpful and supportive.
Mm-hmm. I see that our next show is coming up on Tuesday, October 11th.
Awesome. Well, see everyone then. Love you all.
Okay. Love you.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah, bye.